Hi, I'm Roy Spencer of PermaSeal. For over 45 years, we've helped over 500,000 homeowners make their homes drier, healthier, and more valuable. Our warranties are transferable and estimates are free. Call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Here's Billy Corgan now, who's got a big bozo tribute in Highland Park this weekend. Billy, good morning. You were on Bozo a couple of times, weren't you?
I went once when I was a kid, 1978, excuse me, and then I was on the last show that WGN ever had, which I can't believe was 2001, which just blows my mind. It doesn't seem that long ago.
Did you get to play the grand prize game?
No, I did not. Somewhere in my house, I have the last ball from the last grand prize game ever played officially. And then I got to sing Forever Young by Bob Dylan to Bozo.
Yeah, that was nice. All right, so you've got the big weekend, the three-day event featuring a host of Bozo's circus-related activities. And that's going to be at your Madame Zuzu's Art and Dining Space in Highland Park on First Street. So what was the genesis of this idea, Billy?
Well, you know, years ago, I heard that David Arquette, the actor, had bought the Bozo brand from Larry Harmon, who had owned it, I think, since like the 50s, when it was originally started by Capitol Records, I think, in the 40s, which is crazy. But anyway, so we all grew up on Bozo, and I heard that David bought it, and I thought, great, let me talk to David, because I knew him a bit, actually, through professional wrestling, believe it or not. And so we talked at different times about various ideas. So recently I came up with the idea, well, why don't we try to do something special at Madame Zuzu's for people who grew up on the Bozo that we all knew, the Bob Bell and Joey D'Araya years. And so my wife came up with this idea of a three-day weekend. And, you know, the first night we have a panel of luminaries. Jeff Bell, who's Bob Bell's son. Joey D'Araya is actually flying in, who played Bozo for 20 years on WGN. Professor Andy did the music. Dean Richards is coming to be the host.
And did you say, is Arquette going to be there?
Yeah, he's actually appearing. it gets complicated. So he'll be there appearing as himself, but also as Bozo, and he's teaching a Bob Ross painting class.
Wow.
Which I know you really want to go, but it's already sold out, Bob.
Oh, no. I was going to go with Landecker and play the grand prize game.
So first night we have the luminaries, and I'll be part of that panel. It'll be great just talking about Bozo memories with people who were there. Again, hosted by Dean. And then the second day, this Saturday, my wife has it broken in a block so kids and families can come and play games. There'll be clowns there and all sorts of activities and special foods. Saturday night, we have a world-famous magician, Shimshi, who's the Wynn resident magician, who actually was the surprise magician at my birthday party. Unbelievable, amazing close-hand magician. And then on Sunday, that's the more kids' activities, and then also the Bob Ross painting class with David as Bozo. So if you want to melt your meta brain, that would be it. When he's teaching the class as Bozo. I got to see this for myself.
So people are going to want to go to this now, and they're hearing it sold out. Any chance something will open up before the weekend?
No, it's not totally sold out. There are things that they're open.
Oh, okay.
There's still some tickets left for the first night, the sort of the round table night where we kind of go over memories and have some memorabilia there from the Museum of Broadcasting, who's graciously lending some stuff. There's still some time early on Saturday if kids and families want to come for activities. And then I think that's it. I know that the painting class, I think, is essentially sold out.
And how do people get info? And if they do want to get in there, is there a website?
Yeah, just MadameZuzu's.com.
You've got the Orange Garden chop suey sign, I know. Are you going to be serving anything off that menu this weekend?
You know, since we got the chop suey sign, and it's always lit in our tea house, it always makes me happy when I see it, because I used to pass it on Irving Park there, when I lived over there.
Yeah.
Actually, in the early days of the pumpkins, I used to go to that restaurant. I've told my wife, we got to have chop suey. How can we have a big sign that says chop suey and not have any chop suey on the menu? So she argues with me, which is, of course, everybody who's married knows this, the secret to success in marriage is letting your wife just tell you that you're wrong. But someday I'll get my wish and we'll have chop suey.
Yeah, it's about willpower, isn't it, Billy? And you've got two kids, and our spies say you got another one on the way. Is it March that Chloe's expecting?
Yeah, that seems to be the general time. There is some confusion about the date of conception. So,
all right, well, Landecker can get into that with you.
That's all I care about. Yeah. Hopefully it's mine.
So you've got the big family. You've got all these businesses, wrestling. I know Chloe's into fashion. I think you got four or five businesses going on, of course, still with the music. As a matter of fact, on sale this morning, tickets to see the Twisted Christmas with Smashing Pumpkins show over at the Aragon. That'll be December 12th. And how do you juggle it all? What's your secret?
I don't know, Bob, because I literally wake up and I go into complete, like, oh, my God, I got to do this. I got to do this. It's, you know, I always tell people it's good busy. You know, I like to read books about old Hollywood. And, you know, when the phone stops ringing, that's when the trouble begins. So as long as the phone is ringing and there's stuff to do, we're very grateful. We've probably had the busiest year in the band since probably the 90s. Mm-hmm. So we're very grateful and we feel lucky, honestly.
And one more thing I wanted to run by you. And here in Chicago, of course, we all know and understand the popularity of Bozo on WGN-TV. We grew up with that show. But elsewhere, I mean, someone may not understand how cool what you're doing is. Do you ever... And I think I know the answer to this, but I'll ask you anyway. Do you worry about how doing this Bozo stuff could hurt your image as a hip alt-rock icon? I remember interviewing Alice Cooper back in the 70s, and he didn't even want anyone to know he was a golfer.
Yeah, I don't know. I think times have changed. Maybe it's social media. I remember, you know, for a while I was a special Cubs correspondent commenting on the Cubs mm-hmm. on radio, mm-hmm. and people would give me guff about it, saying, you know, you're supposed to be a rock star. What do you care about baseball? I think this is the silliest thing in the world. if you're lucky to be successful at anything and you don't use that time and that money and that access to live out your other dreams that you have in life, I mean, look, you know, I once stood in the Yankees clubhouse, the old Yankee Stadium, talking to George Steinbrenner. I mean, if you're a baseball fan, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's something I got to do in my life because of my celebrity and my knowing one of the pitchers. I don't begrudge anybody for chasing down their dreams. I think that's what life is about, just being happy and living your life to its fullest.
Hey, I'm with you. All right, it's the big Bozo celebration this weekend in Highland Park at Madame Zuzu's, October 18, 19, and 20, featuring a host of Bozo circus activities, special guests and games, and possibly something from the Orange Garden chop suey menu. It's going to be a fun weekend, Billy.
And thank you, Bob.
You'll have fun with it. Thanks for getting up with us today.
No problem. Always good to talk to you.
Take care now. All right. There you go. Billy Corgan, Smashing Pumpkins. And, yeah, he's juggling the wrestling, the music, his wife, Chloe, expecting another kid. That'll be three. They're doing some fashion deal. And of course, he runs that Madame Zuzu's space, the tea house there. And it's more than that. It's an art and dining space, too, up in Highland Park. So I don't know how he does it. And again, those tickets just went on sale this morning. Twisted Christmas with Smashing Pumpkins, Thursday, December 12th at the Bylon Bank Aragon Ballroom. That's what they're calling it now.